Back here on Tell a Band to Go Home. Thanks for being here. My name is Jeff. We're paying tribute to the late, great Dallas Good, member of the Sadies and the Unintended, Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet, the Satanatras. So many great bands he played a role in, and a lot of great artists he mentored and inspired, and sadly passed away. He, I guess his doctors discovered a heart issue earlier this week, and a couple days later he was dead. Which is just, I don't know, it's just messing with me. He's my age. He was born a year before I was, I guess, and I don't know. He's just here one day, and then the next day he's not. We just saw him not that long ago. His next gig was supposed to be here in Winnipeg in March, and now he's gone. And it's just, it's heartbreaking. It's hard to understand. It's hard to believe. But so much great music is left behind. And of course, we send love and support out to Travis and Mike and Sean and all friends and relatives and people who knew and loved Dallas Good and the Sadies. And hopefully some of this music will comfort you in this crazy time. We played a lot from the Sadies records, from all the Sadies records. We ended it off there with something from Northern Passages. As I said, we'll send it out to Jane. She's in love with that song. Another Season Again. From Internal Sounds, we heard So Much Blood. We heard a couple from the album Darker Circles. 10 More Songs, the classic encore number. And Idle Tomorrows, another great one. And a couple from New Seasons before that. What's Left Behind, and Anna Lee. And as much as their own records were great, the Sadies were definitely known for their collaborations and the great music that they made with others, especially Nico Case. There's a ton of great stuff from Nico Case. We'll try to play a bunch of that for you if we can. But first, I mentioned this before. Title track to, well, it was title track to a Blue Rodeo record and a Sadies record. The Blue Rodeo called it Palace of Gold. Sadies called it Stories Often Told. Both bands did this song and did great jobs of it. And then they collaborated. They came up with a version together for the Sadies in concert live recording. And here's that one for you now, featuring Blue Rodeo and the Sadies. Here's Stories Often Told / Palace of Gold live.
So the story's often told, how a man sells his soul, and how it's lost before he knows, and all he's left with is a palace of gold. Got more than he needs. He's so very hard to please. Finds it difficult to be kind. Easy to criticize. He's so high in his palace of gold. Palace of gold. Palace of gold. So high in his palace of gold. The palace of gold.
excuse me if I say goodnight. But I got a promise to fulfill. Thank you for listening to all my troubles. Pardon me, but I've got someone to kill. I warn him not to take her from me. Said, if I can, you know I will. So tonight when they get home, I'll be waiting. So pardon me, I've got someone to kill. Surely die from what I'm about to do, but it don't matter. I'm a dead man anyhow. This gun will bring back the pride they took from me, and also in this life of mine that's worthless now. By the time you tell the sheriff, it'll be all over. He'll find me at the big house on the hill. He'll find a note explaining why I killed us all. Time to go, 'cause I've got somebody to kill.
Mm-hmm. Buck was still silver and was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday, and a man could still work and still would. Here's the best of the free life behind us now. Are the good times really over for good? Are we rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell? With no kind of chance for the flag or the Liberty Bell. I wish a Ford and a Chevy still last 10 years like they should. Is the best of the free life behind us now? Are the good times really over for good? Yeah. I wish Coke was still cola and a joint was a bad place to be. Back before Nixon, I'd do us all on TV. Before microwave ovens and a girl can still cook and still would. Is the best of the free life behind us now? Are the good times really over for good? Are we rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell? With no kind of chance for the flag or the Liberty Bell. With a Ford and a Chevy still last 20 years like they should. Is the best of the free life behind us now? Are the good times really over for good?
Meet again and wait. So I'm gonna
I know that one was a bit of a dream collaboration for the boys. They got to back up Neil Young on This Wheel's on Fire from Garth Hudson's Canadian Celebration of the Band. They also back up, who do they back? Well, they did their own track on there with Garth, and they backed up Mary Margaret O'Hara on that fine collection as well. So that's a cool thing. Lots of people, you know, you need a hot band. You want to make a cool record. Let's just call the Sadies. Let's just, why assemble a band when you can just call the Sadies? So we heard some of those collaborations in there in that set. We heard a couple from a fine record called Country Club, a collaboration between John Doe and the Sadies. We heard how the good times really over for good. Oh, it hurts to think about that one. And the Sudbury Nickel in there as well. We heard something from John Langford and his Sadies. John Langford, of course, of the Mekons and the Waco Brothers and the Pine Valley Cosmonauts and all kinds of other things. We heard American Pageant from the album Mayors of the Moon. Andre Williams and the Sadies, they teamed up for a while and put out some crazy stuff from the album Red Dirt. We heard Pardon Me, I've Got Someone to Kill. We also heard Gord Downie in there, Canadian legend Gord Downie and his Sadies from and The Conquering Sun. We heard the title track, The Conquering Sun. And off the top, we heard the Sadies along with Blue Rodeo Stories Often Told. Now, John Langford, another of my favorite Sadies memories of all time. We went to this to the Calgary Folk Fest in 2016, I think. And Calgary Folk Fest, they put together some absolutely insane workshops every once in a while. And one that I will never forget as long as I live was John Langford and Sally Timms and the rest of the mini Mekons, along with Boring Prince Billy, who was surprisingly great in this workshop, Robbie Fulks, and who was with Robbie Fulks? Was it Jenny Scheinman? Somebody like that. And the Sadies. And they just did, it was a covers workshop, and it was absolutely entertaining from start to finish. Everybody was having the time of their lives. They had actually put together a show somehow. I don't know when they rehearsed this or planned it, but it was kind of like, you remember Barney Bentall's Grand Caribou Opera? It was kind of like that. Like it was just a band playing together and then different people would step up to the mic. And the only one who was a real outsider in this, well, I guess Bonnie Prince Billy was kind of an outsider in some of the instances too. But Robbie Fulks just looked like he had no idea what to do on a lot of the stuff, which was pretty funny because Robbie Fulks is great. But anyways, so that is a stellar Sadies memory for sure, that one right there. So I mentioned one of the people that the Sadies collaborated with the most, and I guess you could say the best, was Nico Case. Now, Nico Case, she does fine on her own, and, you know, she's got John Rawhouse and Barry Marochnik and all kinds of great people in the band. But for me, for my money, the real magic always came when she teamed up with the Sadies. We'll be right back.
want your job, you better free that brown eyed man. Myra Venus was a beautiful lass. She had the world in the palm of her hand. She lost both her arms in a wrestling match to win a brown eyed handsome man. She fought and won herself a brown eyed handsome man. On the game, it was a brown-eyed handsome man. Destination was a brown-eyed handsome man. Who won the game? It was a brown-eyed handsome man. She fought and won herself a brown-eyed handsome man.
Lost love.
Just remember there is someone to adore you. When you're weary of nights up on the town, look for me.
Still be here.
Few of the highlights from the Nico Case catalog featuring Dallas Good on guitar. The unmistakable tone of that Telecaster. Oh my God. That was the Pharaohs from Middle Cyclone. Before that, we heard The Needle Has Landed from Fox Confessor Brings the Flood. We also heard in there the classic, the all-time classic, Look For Me, I'll Be Around from Blacklisted. We heard a song called Bought and Sold from Nico's Furnace Room Lullaby, her first time teaming up with the Sadies, with Dallas, and I think the rest of the boys were on that one too. We heard Nico in there covering Wanda Jackson, well, a song Wanda Jackson did, I guess, Brown Eyed Handsome Man from the Hard-Headed Woman Celebration of Wanda Jackson, and covering the great Loretta Lynn in there as well, Rated X. The Sadies and Nico Case. And man, oh man, I wish I had another 2 hours to play more of this stuff. You know what I have to play, though? I have to play you one or two from an album that I know was a real celebration for the boys, for the whole family, really. A team-up of the Good Brothers and the Sadies and moms and cousins and friends, the Good Family album. I got to see this show at the Mariposa Festival in Ontario a bunch of years ago, and it was just pure unadulterated joy, and you could tell that everybody was having the time of their lives finally making music together. It was a beautiful thing. So here's one or two. We'll play you something Dallas wrote. That I think his mom sings this one, and then one that Dallas sings from that Gray record.
Oh, big black mark on my soul. There was a time we were lost in one another, and now we're lost in the heart of letting go. I know I'm a hard man to follow, and I know I'm the cause of all our pain. When I'm home, I just fade into her shadow, and I'm lost in her thoughts when I'm away. She said, lay it on the line, let me know. Darling, where did we go so wrong? What do you get for loving me? Why is our marriage in danger? 'Cause I get more happiness from a bottle, I get more love from a stranger. I remember the days when we still had that flame, and it kept us both warm through the night. She took up one thing and I took up with another. Life passes and old fires die.
Thank you. Yeah, good job. Good pull.
I love that song.
Did you get it?
It's a funny way to learn it, but yeah.
Yeah? Cool. All right, see you guys later.
Yeah. Thanks for having us.
Had to throw in something there from Kurt Vile. Fairly recent collaboration. Kind of mad at Kurt Vile, to be honest with you. I don't know if I'm supposed to say anything about this or not, but the Sadies were actually booked to play the Static Roots Festival. It was a big deal for Dietmar, and we were really excited, the Sadies at the Static Roots Festival. And then they got offered the Winnipeg Folk Festival with Kurt Vile, and suddenly playing our little German festival didn't sound all that exciting. I guess I don't blame them, but man, that would have been fun. And, you know, I guess we'll never get our chance now. But boy, oh boy. Do I cherish those Sadie shows that I did get to see? That's Baby's Arms there from Kurt Vile and the Sadies. A couple from the Good Family album before that. Life Passes and Old Fires Die and Coal Black Hills. Obviously not his mom, you idiot. So I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. We're going to leave you with one more in just a second. This has been our tribute to the late, great Dallas Good of the Sadies and so much more. There's so much more great music. I wish I had another couple of hours to play some more stuff, but hopefully you'll take the time to dig out some of this stuff yourself. Hopefully you got a chance to see the Sadies. Hopefully we'll see Travis and Mike and Sean in some form again. It's hard to imagine what they could do, but man, oh man, there's some magic with those three guys. So hopefully they'll find some way to keep playing together and hopefully we'll get to see them again. And man, oh man, what great memories. It's just, it's so hard to believe when somebody just is gone like that. And I don't know, I'm going through this thing where I just feel like, I don't know, that could have been me. You never know, right? So if I drop, I know this show is not about me, but if I drop dead before I do this show again, you should know that it's been a hell of a good time. I've gotten way more out of this than I ever could have wished for or deserved. And seeing all this great music and meeting all you great people, just an unbelievable joy. And a pleasure that, frankly, I do not deserve. More deserving are the folks over at CKUW. Check out CKUW Fun Drive. Fun Drive on now. Check out some great shows on there. Boots and Saddle, Twang Trust. I love Barking Dog. My old pal Johnny Sizzle has a show on there. All kinds of good stuff. Anyways, check that out. We're going to leave you with one more of the latest from the Sadies, and hopefully this means that there's more music to come. Thanks, everybody.